And as you probably know, there are many walks, fun runs, and marathons for charity. But during the lockdown, obviously, we have seen the cancellation of almost all of these events. Now, there is an event where you can help raise important funds from the comfort of your own home, which is amazing. Instead of getting active, it's time to stop, breathe, and read a book. All for a good cause. Westwards is partnering with Booktopia for the second year in a row for Booktober. It's an annual event held during the month of October to encourage people to read more books and donate to the cause. And here to talk more about Booktober is Executive Director of Westwards, Michael Campbell. Michael, how are you going today? Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Beth. I'm doing pretty well. It's a beautiful day outside. I'm looking out through my windows out on a world that I can actually enter into next week.
I know, it's really exciting, isn't it?
It is. It is. Our worlds will expand.
Definitely.
In a physical sense.
Beyond our backyards and the picnic rug.
Indeed.
So firstly, thank you so much again for joining us today. I myself am an avid reader and I would definitely be one to get behind this cause. But for anyone who doesn't know, could you tell us a little bit about Booktober and how it came about?
It's an annual event. It's in its second year. And what we came up with was that, like you said in your intro, there are many different ways people try and raise money and everything else. But we thought that the worlds of our imagination and the worlds that we go into when we read are such undiscovered countries. Mm. So that we thought, if we are to talk about the power of what reading and writing can do, we should ask people to read so that they can experience for themselves.
Of course.
And so we came up with this idea for Booktober. And in its simplest form, it really is a bit like an old-fashioned readathon. You pledge to read a number of books. You ask your friends, families, colleagues, all those people you know on social media, to pledge a small amount of money, a large amount of money, to get you reading.
Amazing.
And yeah, it's fantastic. It's one of those sorts of things that gives to you as well as giving to the work we here at Westwards do.
Of course. And yeah, it's... Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What were you saying?
Well, I was just saying that one of the really important things we find with Westwards is that in Western Sydney, it's a wonderfully rich and diverse kind of place. It's through the COVID, it's done it tough, and the kids of Western Sydney have done it very tough. Mm. And in many places in Western Sydney, there are kids out there who don't have access to some of the resources that, and some of the books and some of the stories, mm. and therefore the worlds that we would otherwise take for granted. And in our work, we run workshops, masterclasses, residencies into schools. We run after-school classes. We mentor one-on-one kids with their writing. And what we do is that we have seen the power and the transformative power that kids being able to articulate their own stories, their own impressions of the world, the change is extraordinary.
That's beautiful. To be honest. And that's your organisation,
really,
Westwards.
Yeah. And so when people can understand that power, that they with themselves, they can go anywhere, whether they become a professional writer, and we do run courses for people to become professional writers. Mm-hmm. But just to be able to sort of realise their lives.
And
that really is done through that being able to articulate you and your story.
And that's brilliant, because books really do offer people so many different vast landscapes that in their, you know, reality that they would never come across. And being able to give these kids that opportunity to explore different landscapes, to explore different ways of thinking, I think it's immeasurable, that kind of education as well. Definitely.
Oh, ab- Absolutely. On a personal level, it it builds confidence. Mm. It builds resilience. It builds the ability to risk with your mind, to think beyond what's possible. Mm. And in reading, it's one of these underrated things, I think, but it's one of those things that is really important for kind of a social and a community cohesion, because by reading you learn to empathise with people and characters and places that are beyond, well, beyond your backyard at the moment, but, you know, but into other worlds and other stories. And I think that that ability really has got that kind of incredible community effect.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And,
And so what we've got with Booktober is that all the money that gets raised through Booktober comes back in to help these kids.
And that's beautiful. You know, I'm actually from Western Sydney myself. That's where I hail from and grew up there. So I definitely understand what your, you know, a lot of the time in different schools and things like that, parents even from, you know, different multicultural backgrounds aren't able to give their kids discussions about other experiences besides what they've learnt and what they've grown up with. So giving these children an opportunity to look to books as a way to discover themselves more in depth, I think is really brilliant. And as you were saying, this is the second year that Booktober is run. Are there any differences in how the fundraiser will be run this year comparatively to the previous year? And what are some of the goals you are hoping to achieve for this year?
Well, this year, our goal, our fundraising target is $20,000.
Brilliant.
What we're doing is that what we're asking people to do is to go to the website, booktober.org.au, sign up, and then get people to ask people to sort of come and donate to your cause, to keep you honest about the number of books that you are going to read. And they can track your progress, you can track your progress. And I think it's that sort of that tracking of progress is the biggest change in how we're running it this year. It's just you, and you've got a little place where you can put in comments, you can write down what you're reading, what you hope to read, where you're up to, and you can kind of bring your friends and colleagues along with you.
That sounds great. And I think that this would also, seeing as though that most children who are still obviously of schooling age, they're not going back to school for a couple more weeks now, the vast majority of them being going back on the 25th, I think that this would be a really great initiative that one would be obviously giving back to the to your organization that does such great work and helping other people with throughout the community, but also giving kids who, because to be honest, we've all been, I've got three younger siblings who have all been still in schooling age, the youngest being 10, and I know how hard it has been for them to school from home for such a long time, and being plunged back into regular days, regular school days again, and that whole routine of it, I think would be a little bit daunting. So I feel like this would be a really great initiative to get kids excited to about reading and about engaging with different materials again, without it being necessarily just for school.
Absolutely, couldn't agree for more. And just on the, because I'm a parent with a 10-year-old.
Oh, right.
One of these things is about reading is it gets them away from screens.
Oh, 100%. If I, honestly, every time I go downstairs, my brothers are both, one of them's 13, the other one's 10, one on the PC, one on the television, and then they argue about who gets what next. And I'm like, why don't you guys just sit down and read a book? That would be lovely. You know, you have so many books from Santa. Why are you not reading any of them? I totally understand. So I'm going to definitely be telling them about this initiative and this campaign and forcing them to do it even if they don't want to. And I'm sure that they will love it. Definitely.
They will. The other thing is because it's got such good benefits in terms of just reading, in and of itself, you know, that the actual act of participating is a benefit in its own right, regardless of how much money you may or may not make. I think that's really important. That's one of the reasons why we like it so much, because you do gain benefit just simply for yourself by participating.
Of course. And you know, that brings in a question that I had, but I feel like you've sort of answered it, that people who particularly aren't really all the time avid book readers that may want to participate, I think that it's the, as you had said, it's you gain much more from reading rather than just the act of reading. It's that community and that feeling of doing something good and working with other people and, yeah, just community in general. I think that it's a brilliant, brilliant initiative. So I really appreciate you coming on to talk about it. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but it was so lovely speaking to you, Michael. Thank you so much for coming.
Lovely. One last thing.
Of course, yes.
Our friends at Booktopia are giving a 10% discount to anybody who signs up. So you'll get a 10% discount code as soon as you sign up. And if you're struggling or you want to read outside your box, then we've got suggested reading lists on the Booktober website.
Brilliant. Amazing. And what was the website again, sorry, just so people can know?
Booktober. Yep. That's October, but with a book instead of an ock.
Yeah.
Booktober.org.au.
Brilliant. So that's where we can all sign up. Well, thank you so much, Michael. I really appreciate you coming on. I will definitely be telling my younger brothers and my sister, even though she's about to go into HC and is freaking out, but that they need to do some reading. So I really appreciate you bringing this to my attention. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Have a lovely rest of your day.
You too. See you later.
Bye.